I can always remember people saying, "Oh, she's such a nice person." They say, "Such a nice person." Well, this again is the Southern accent, but I've always avoided it as much as possible. But I said, "No, I don't say nice. It's nice, not nice." I don't say, like I said, any expression that goes like that, it depends upon how you've heard it over and over again, and you can't get away from it. Because I never shall forget once, and we were in England, and I sat in the Jeep, and the driver went to get our laundry, and he went in and said that he came in to get Chief Briscoe's shirts, and the MA didn't know what he was talking about. Shirts. What are shirts? And he tried to explain to her, but he wore from Florida, not too much education. So finally, she decided to where's Chief Briscoe? He said, "He's sitting out there." So she came to the door. She said, "Oh, Mr. Briscoe, the soldier here is asking about shirts." I said, "I'm sorry, he means my shirts." So the difference? Shirts and shirts. Great big differences. He didn't know what he was talking about. So I don't blame people for laughing sometimes when I say something. They don't understand what I'm saying. But by the same token, I get a little tee also when I hear some use expressions that I say, "Well, it's colloquial." But we all like something like that, you know. The Bostonian, and he's taking a bath, and the same as the English, it's the bath. Those broad A's and the like, I rather like that at times, and other times I say, "Oh man, come on, let's get a bath and get this bath." Does that strike you? I mean, you know, does that come within the purview of your of some of the linguist type things that you have reference to? Colloquial expressions, "I ain't gonna do something." Well, you know what he's saying. He's objecting. "I don't intend to do this. I'm not going to. Won't you do this, or will you do this?" And this type of thing. But it's as long as we understand, as most of my English teachers have always stated, that as long as you make yourself clear, it doesn't make any difference how flat it may be, or we couldn't say it's incorrect, but this is just a mode of expression. Just desires to use this expression. So be it. I say, carry on with the words.
Would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday is the first day of the week, you understand. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What day is the Sabbath? What does Sabbath mean?
That's the day that's supposed to be kept holy. We think in terms, most Protestants, as Sundays being the Sabbath day, but Sabbath Day Adventist says you're wrong. It's Saturday is the Sabbath day. So, I don't argue with them on religious beliefs and that kind of
thing. When you meet someone about 11 o'clock in the daytime, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
And what do you call the part of the day after you stop saying good morning?
Good afternoon.
How long does the afternoon last?
From 12:01 to about 1500 hours, that's 3 o'clock. After that time, you start going into the evening, because it's really supposed to be after 5 or 6 o'clock when you say evening. But I've even heard speakers this afternoon, and it's at night. Really, after 6 o'clock, to me, it's evening, regardless.